There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program. Such a good day to be with you. Hopefully we'll help you make this a good day. Rich is at the controls of our studio in Washington. Jennifer's here. Kenny is here. You are here. Focused on this weather over the weekend. Some wild stuff going on. There was a 26 vehicle pileup on Interstate 84 outside of Baker City, Oregon over the weekend. And not only did nobody get killed in this wreck, but there's an amazing picture that you can see at DougStephan.com of one man who was trapped in his pickup truck, which was crushed, in essence, between the back of a plow and a semi. Flipped his pickup truck right over, and he's looking at another tractor trailer zooming straight toward him. He said, quote, "When I saw those lights coming, I knew it was going to hit me." Then I closed my eyes and prayed that everything turned out okay. That was all I could do. He gripped the steering wheel.
We've all had that feeling, haven't we?
Well, yep. You know, what I wonder about when I read the description here, we've all been in accidents. And the accidents, let's say you're rear-ended. Normally, if you don't see the car coming or whatever it is that's going to hit you, you're not going to be as hurt as if you see it coming and you tense up. And then
why the drunk person driving is always the one that gets away okay,
right?
Because their body's always
doesn't get hurt.
Yeah,
right.
Or the person that passes out skydiving and hits the ground.
Ooh.
You've heard those stories where they pass out and they live.
Yeah.
And where the parachute doesn't open?
You would not. The crashes this weekend on the interstates, both on the East Coast and the West Coast, were amazing. There was no fatality in this one. I don't think there were any fatalities in any of the East Coast ones either.
That one in Michigan, there had to be.
The Michigan. Oh. With the snow pileup, yeah. So there was the snow pileup. There was the ice. It was just it was a really tough weekend for driving. But imagine, I think I tell that story because we can all put ourselves into that position and just imagine, I don't know if horror is the right word, but what is going on in your mind when you see something like that coming straight at you. You can't get out of the way, you can't run, you can't hide, in a sense.
This one in Michigan was 150 vehicles.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yep. The wrecks in Pennsylvania and Connecticut and New Hampshire, five people were killed. I just checked that out over the weekend in this freezing rain. But it's all gone now. Temperature here at the moment on the farm is 44 degrees, up to 50 today in the 40s, and then down into the upper 30s.
Yeah.
But what a difference from when I was gone last week, the week before, when it was the high of the week was 19 degrees. Woo-wee. So that's that story. The Super Bowl and the Seahawks.
They're playing it on the news right now.
Yeah.
The Seahawks' miraculous comeback.
Miraculous. Isn't this the second year in a row, though?
Yes.
For them?
Yeah.
Listen to that. So here's this. I want to sort of not focus necessarily on the game or the games, but the amount of money. You know how I feel about the NFL. You know how I feel about football. If you don't, I'm not on the top of the heap of people who think it's a great sport or who think it's a great worthwhile activity. I know I'm in the minority, especially this time of year. It's okay. I've been in the minority before, and I'm sure I'll be there again. What I find most intriguing about this is even with all the naysayers, even with all the trouble, even with all of the punks, the kind of money Richie was talking about, whoever it was got a $180 million contract or
Max
something.
Max Scherzer for the Washington Nationals.
Okay, so CBS is going to pay the NFL $300 million to renew Thursday Night Football starting next fall.
Wow.
One night a week. And it isn't even Sunday. One night, a Thursday night game.
That's a great game.
Over the course of the season.
I would rather watch that game.
$300 million they're paying.
Thursday and Monday Night Football are great to watch because there's not like 15 games. You'd be like, okay, Thursday, it's been 5 days since I've been able to watch football. Yeah. There's nothing else on television that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. I just want to sit here and watch the game.
Scandal's on. So they paid $275 million for this year's rights. For Thursday Night Football goes to $300 million. They can use it on CBS radio stations and that sort of thing. It's a big deal.
It's a big buy.
It's a big, big buy. It really is amazing.
By the way, I'm at whitehouse.gov/petitions right now. I am going to create a petition on the White House website.
Are you, Richie?
To move the Super Bowl to Saturdays.
And that reason is?
It's stupid.
I like it.
To have the Super Bowl on Sundays. It's it's one of the biggest. It's like New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it on a Sunday night,
and
we all have to go to work the next morning. I do not understand why the NFL has never even thought it. Maybe they've thought about it and just not let us know. Mm-hmm. Moving it to Saturday night. One of the biggest events in this country.
Yeah.
And it's on a work night.
I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. I'm not. I'm staying completely out of that conversation. 888-302-3674. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Yeah. 888-302. Doug, Kenny, what conversation? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Any football conversation there?
There's some on our Facebook page about the games from this weekend and who people are rooting for the Super Bowl. Mary says, I'm a Washingtonian, so Seahawks, of course. We went a long time without a decent team. Michael says, I didn't watch any football, and I don't care who wins.
There you go. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
Sterling says, the Green Bay game looked rigged. He says, it's odd to think a team could
totally
simply
did.
Stop playing. The defense didn't even try in the fourth quarter.
Well, they tried in the fourth quarter in the last 3 minutes.
There you go.
They scored 2 touchdowns in like 45 seconds.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Seattle did.
All right, coming up in a moment, a conversation about what's going on in Europe. Are they going too far with the arrests of some of these suspects and anti-terrorism raids? Is it the pendulum swinging too far in the other direction? We'll find out in a matter of moments here. This is Doug's Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
16 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Kevin Mallott with us now, who's an international security expert, president of Erase Enterprises. Sounds like somebody ought to be in 24. Kevin, has anybody tried to enlist you to participate in the next series of 24 television events?
We try to stay out of the TV and movie stuff.
You do. But you work for the military, have been an instructor for numerous special rescue projects. The situation in Belgium and in France, the Germans actually, too, arresting a couple of dozen suspects in anti-terrorism raids. Is this all related to what happened to Charlie Hebdo?
Well, I think, it is. And it's related to intelligence that they're picking up now that they're really focusing on the particular people that are connected. The same thing happened in France, actually, about, I guess it was like last June, where they unveiled a plot to hit the Eiffel Tower, and then they started arresting people, and pretty soon you're seeing them in four different countries. So it's just the network. It's the way the networks of the terrorists work. But they're always there, and they're always available to be arrested. It's a question of, is anybody focusing on it?
Is there a danger going too far with this, the extreme, the pendulum flopping back and forth? They didn't do their job well. The French don't do great when it comes to things like this anyway. There are some countries in Europe do better, I think, in watching these sort of problems. So, this under this circumstance, do they go too far?
Well, I think it's important that we look at the agents in the field. The French intelligence guys do some pretty good work. The Germans do great work. It's a question of political willpower. It's the exact same problem in the U.S. Is there the political willpower to go do what it takes to get these guys off the street? And the answer is no, there typically is not. There's a lot of good intelligence and there's a lot of knowledge of who's out there and what they're thinking, but nobody will authorize the action to go get them.
Well, the next question will be, for those of us here in America, are these problems headed in our direction, or are we better at actually handling these things before the fact?
No, they're heading towards us, and we're the actual target. We are the largest military force in the world. We're the guys that have the greatest capacity to intercept signals and so forth. So they definitely have lined us up as a target. It's really, really important to understand that with ISIL, they're the only terrorist group whose name is in English. Everybody else has an Arab name, Al-Shabaab, Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda. ISIL, Islamic State, and Iraq and Levant is English. And they made it English for a reason. It's just to appeal to the English recruits that they're bringing in. The whole social media structure designed to aim at Westerners. So including non-Arab individuals in the West and non-Muslims in the West.
Sick. Interesting that tourism in France has dropped following these attacks. We go to the Eiffel Tower, we're talking about that a minute ago, some of the other major sites, the Louvre in France, the big museum. There are very few people in the last week or 10 days that have been over there.
I think France and Paris would be one of the safest places to travel now.
Yeah, but that's not what people are thinking, Richie. Right. This is before the fact rather than after the fact. All right, Kevin, thank you for that piece of information. Are we liable to have this same problem here, is what people are asking. I don't choose to scare you, but vigilance is probably an important thing for us to be focused on. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
One Hit Wonder time on the Doug Gooday Monday program. This should be fairly easy.
Oh my God.
888-302 Doug to identify this group and get qualified for our Beaches Resort giveaway February the 6th. Who sings this?
On the east side of Chicago, back in the USA, back in the US, in the bad old days. In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill,
in America,
when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still, when a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law. I heard my mom cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died.
I find it interesting that this was not an American group, but an English pop group that topped the charts during this week in 1974 with this song, The Night Chicago Died. You'll qualify for our Beaches Resort giveaway. You'll be able to choose whether you want to go to the Turks and Caicos or to one of the resorts in Jamaica. If you are the winner, and you have to qualify to be a winner, and you qualify by figuring out who it is that's singing this song, and calling us at 888-302-3684. Let's see here. This was originally a group that went together in 1967 under the name Music Box. They had a second big hit in the UK with Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Right.
But their version didn't chart in the United States. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods had the hit here.
Ah.
Remember that? The Night Chicago Died, based roughly on the Al Capone stories, Prohibition, that sort of thing. Sold 3 million copies in our country. Certified gold. The music licensing issues with the song made it impossible for them to tour and sing here in the U.S. They were just one of hundreds of pop groups looking for success at that particular time. We're talking about the mid-60s. They quickly dropped out of sight, went their separate ways. Thus, there is one hit ascribed to them, and that was it. The Night Chicago Died. Who's singing this? Crank it up, Richie.
Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The Night Chicago Died.
I have my own story that I tell about this. from my family. True story about my grandmother, who was the only daughter of a family of seven boys, and her from southern Illinois. All the boys as early, let's see, they're in their late teens, early 20s, all decided that they wanted to go to Chicago and work for Al Capone, and they all did, and they were all killed the same day in a massacre, a prohibition. They were killed by the authorities as they were bootlegging, all seven of them. So that's my family story about the night Chicago died. Meanwhile, let's get to some stories here that we can parlay into good conversation. Kirk is in Detroit. Hi, Kirk. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. How about yourself?
Well, thank you very much for asking. So what can you tell us about the song and who did it?
I remember the group's name was Paper Lace.
Yep.
And it was actually the only song I remember by him.
Well, it was the only song they ever had, so that's why you're
yes.
the only one you remember.
Yes.
Sounds to me like you're working in a stamping plant or something. What's going on in the background?
I work in an automotive prototype industry.
An automotive prototype industry? Really?
Yes.
Huh.
What are you inventing right
you
now?
You have a dog. There's
a dog guarding. What's going on there?
Pardon me?
What are you doing? What is the process that you're going through? Just people are curious because they hear the noise.
It is like a small assembly line.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Sounds like a stamping plant.
Yes.
So you make things for the automotive industry, is that it?
That is correct, yes.
Huh. All right.
Cool.
Good for you. All right, so you're qualified for our drawing to go to the Turks and Caicos. Appreciate your listening. Hold on just a second, sir. Thank you very much. Looks to me like, what did I do? Just hit the wrong button, Richie. Maybe you'll call back. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, at this time of year, one of the questions I'm most frequently asked is, does my pet need to wear a coat when she goes outside? Many people assume that since she has a coat of her own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, your dog doesn't need to wear a coat or sweater. This assumption is erroneous, since your dog's coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating, which fools Mother Nature. When animals live outdoors, their coats and their bodies have an opportunity to gradually adjust to the colder temperatures as the summer turns to fall and the fall turns to winter. The gradual change of seasons allows the body to assimilate and the coat grows much thicker. But when the pet lives indoors with an average temperature of 68 to 70 degrees, her coat just doesn't grow in the way it needs to offer her full protection. So here's my rule of thumb. When you go outdoors and you need a coat, probably your pet needs one too. I know you don't want to look foolish with your dog in a jacket, but it'll make the dog more comfortable and happier. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door. And that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved. There are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Stephan, along with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden, with our focus on what's going on in the world today, the plunging oil prices and the problems it's creating. Is it a problem for you, Kenny, that the cost of gasoline is less than it was a week ago or a month ago?
No, I paid $2.35 this weekend.
There you go. Jen, how about you? Is the cost
I can't stand it. Yes. I hate saving money. Please, charge me more.
The big oil producer Schlumberger laid off 7% of its workforce last Friday. And now the focus is on the state of Alaska, where they are facing budget cuts. See, this is one of the things Richie goes off on, this sort of thing, because the drop in the price of crude oil in the case of Alaska has left shortfall because the state relies so heavily on oil revenues. What the heck happened up there before the pipeline was put in? You know, I don't even remember, frankly, what I knew about. I remember going up there in the summer of 1994. The pipeline had been in existence for a few years. There was a lot of concern, pretty much the same kind of stuff that you're hearing now about the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline from Canada down to the ports in the Gulf, where we're basically helping the Canadians. But we'll be able to send our own oil down on that as well. What was going to happen was an environmental nightmare. Horrors! The world will fall apart. In fact, what's happened is it has been extraordinarily good for the environment and the animal life. And that, I'm going to guess and submit, would be the same thing would happen when they build this Keystone thing. But still, the drop in crude prices means that there's going to be less research being done on where to find the oil, because the oil is there, is plentiful. There's a lot of oil shale in Alaska, and they'll set that aside because it takes more work to get the oil out of the shale than it'll just dig it out of the ground. And because the prices are being basically kept where they are because the Saudis are dumping tons of oil onto the market, looks like this is going to stay with us for a while, but it will cause some problems here and there. It's not all roses. It's all part of understanding the economic situation that we live in our time. It is a very convoluted, complicated thing, and the way one business holds onto or hangs onto another business is something I think a lot of people don't really understand. That's why we need to be teaching more economics in school as well as civics, et cetera, et cetera. You know what, Kenny, I got the biggest kick out of the response. I got a couple of more than a couple people responding to us taking it. Was it Thursday or Friday? We took that quiz, the civics quiz from the state of Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was, yeah. I remember it was Thursday or Friday. Yeah. People do that more often, they said. Do
that to be a dumb we
teach. Yeah, let's teach them more. The big news in radio this week, Jennifer's going to have her television report in a matter of moments. A lot of big news there as well. But the big news over the weekend, I was at a convention of radio broadcasters, and we had a wonderful time just learning from each other. It was a superb experience, Frank. I'm very thankful I was invited to go. One of the things that came out in a sort of a quick conversational session was the introduction of a new weekly marijuana radio program. This is a one-hour show about cannabis. And obviously you can imagine it's being sponsored by those who are trying to sell marijuana in the shops, et cetera, et cetera. This is the first station. It's stationed in Madison, Wisconsin, called the National... program is called the National Marijuana News Show. It's
why
been
it
on
the High Life. That's what I would call it.
Actually, the guy that put it together is a producer for Ryan Seacrest and Rick Dees. And they bill it as America's unbiased cannabis news program, helps educate and raise awareness of cannabis-related issues. So this is a, as you know, Madison is a fairly... a liberal community, college town. So there's a progressive talk radio station there, and that's where they put the show on. So it's the program director says a natural fit into our lineup. The attorneys have counseled, caution about
taking. That's what that did.
Yeah, right. Why wouldn't you want to have commercials in states like Colorado or Washington? What's I don't understand why. Why would they be worried about taking that spot?
Someone pitched us on an idea, Dougie, that is not a really bad one. We've actually thought about it.
Really?
At my day job, we have a franchise show at CRN called What's Cooking Today.
Yes.
And so
I was the guest of honor last Friday on that program.
I know you were.
And then we have spun that off
into What's Cooking on Wine, and the shows have kind of come from there. So someone not too long ago, a couple months ago, pitched me on the idea of What's Cooking on Weed.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
You know, if I thought it would be easier to get advertising dollars, I would have said yes.
Mm-hmm. But you said no.
No, I just said if we can get advertising, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sticky wicket right there, man.
Yeah.
Because you've got the federal government versus a state government issue there. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to advertising, I remember all these gambling.
Yeah, I was just about going to say that happened to us a number of years ago.
All these online betting sites
wanted
to advertise on our show.
No.
And Doug took the advertising. Doug's like, give me anything, I'll take it. And we started hearing blowback, and it started getting to the point where radio in general was getting blowback from the feds on it, and everybody had to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it would have been interesting. I mean, it's just
there was a lot of money there for a couple of months.
Yes, there was. All right. Hi to the people listening in Stockton, California. Hello, and Modesto.
Hi, Stockton.
Down
Hi,
in
Modesto.
The Gainesville area of Florida. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Worcester, Massachusetts. People, I love it when people mispronounce Worcester.
Isn't it Worcester?
Worcester. Right, exactly. The folks in Colorado, Fort Collins and Greeley, hello. Morristown, New Jersey, welcome to the Good Day program today. The folks in Connecticut, Bridgeport area, thank you for being here. Palm Springs, KPSI, my God, I love those people. I think they may be the longest standing affiliate for this program, Richie. I think they have been on this, I think they have, it's 24 years, I think.
That's, I mean, you got El Paso and you got the Florida stations. I mean, there's a couple of them that have been there the whole time. Yeah.
Very sweet. Muncie, Indiana, hello. Idaho, folks, I met some nice folks from Idaho this weekend. Nice to have you listening to the program. Hot Springs. Remember I tell my station, my story about going to Bill Clinton's stepfather's house when I went down there when I was on in Hot Springs before. Another. And Jackson. How many different Jacksons? We were having this conversation this weekend.
Yeah.
How many different Jacksons are there? It's like how
it's
many?
Like Springfield.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, right. There are tons of them, and we're on in most of them. So hello, Jackson. I can say that.
Knock a few birds out
and
with one
reach,
stone.
Exactly.
I like it.
Reach a number of people. Okay, I have the story of the day. Right now, those of you who like winners, winner, winner, chicken dinner, or in this case, tuna fish dinner. Heard the story about the cat? Masha the cat, long-haired tabby cat, saved the life of a baby abandoned in the streets after she climbed into the box that the baby was discarded in and kept him warm.
No.
Aww.
How about, this is really a very interesting.
That's why cats are better than dogs.
Well, I decided to tell this because I tell too many nasty cat stories.
Cat stories.
The baby had been outside for a few hours, and thanks to this cat, not damaged by the experience, according to the hospital spokesperson, this cat meowed to get attention of people passing by. She is placid and friendly, so when I heard the meowing, I thought perhaps she had injured herself. Said a resident of this community, normally she would have come to say hello to me. You can imagine my shock when I saw her lying in a box next to a baby. So this is a cat, by the way, that sort of belongs to the community, according to the woman that was there. This cat is fed by everybody and looks at. This is a fat cat. I will tell you, fat cat. But what interesting instincts.
You are so mean. This cat just saved a baby's life, and you're like, well, that cat was fat.
Well,
fat.
She was kind of fat. Okay.
Well, thank goodness it covered more surface area.
Yeah, by the way.
Wikipedia
lists
23 cities in the United States named Jackson.
23, okay.
23.
I think we're on in all of them, Richie. So the big news following up on the cat story is the merger in the tuna fish business. This is big news.
Hello,
ladies
Charlie
and gentlemen.
Tuna.
Charlie Tuna's on K-Earth, Richie. You get in the way of him. We have Starkist Tuna, Bumblebee Tuna, and Chicken of the Sea Tuna, all coming together, merging into the Frozen Union. I'm not sure what the name of this company is. I think that B Seafoods has purchased Chicken of the Sea and Starkist for $1.5 billion. Is there that much money in tuna fish?
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Chicken of the Sea had 13% of the market. Bumblebee had 25% of the market. And Starkist had 36% of the market. I had no idea there was this kind of money or this kind of interest in tuna
the most?
Biggest company... 36% of the market went to Starkist, 25% Bumblebee, and 13% Chicken of the Sea. Put them all together. It's a big business. Last year they sold $1.7 billion worth of canned tuna fish in the United States. That's a lot of...
That's a lot of tuna fish.
Think about all
the food. A lot
of
people eat it.
Yeah.
There can't be that. That's why we eat all farmed fish now, is because there's not enough tuna in the ocean.
Can't keep up, sure.
Ask any... how does that
ask any tuna. What do you say?
No. What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
Ask any mermaid.
That's it. Thank you.
Ask any mermaid. What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea. 16 before the hour.
Franks.
Jennifer and her update on what's going on.
I'm going to sing the TV report.
You're going to sing it? All right.
No, I'm not.
NBC. Takes care of Bill Cosby once and for all. That story and a lot of other news coming up from the world of TV, including whether or not there's going to be a new 24. And the big thing is the controversy surrounding The Biggest Loser up next here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around.
Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
There is something about the road that beckons and invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see how we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, Jen Jen, 13 before the hour. Former contestants are speaking out about the secrets behind the Biggest Loser story at DougStefan.com today. So what is the story?
Well, the show is huge. It takes in about $100 million annually in ad sales and then all the ancillary products like cookbooks, DVDs, protein powder. About 7 million people watch it average every week. And apparently the contestants say at first you think you're just lucky to be there when you get picked to be on the show, but there are allegations that there's vomiting, people collapsing from exhaustion, that people are calling each other losers, and that it's not quite the supportive environment that it seems on TV. And this isn't the first time I'd heard this. I'd heard that a lot of people will wrap themselves like in plastic when they're competing in these exercises to sweat more water out, that, you know, that vomiting is a big thing on the show. So these are not the first time these complaints have played the reputation of the program.
Ugh. All right, Bill Cosby in the news, Jen Jen.
Yeah, Bill Cosby in the news. Apparently NBC has said, no, you know, we knew that they had put his show on hold, but now they've actually shut the door on the whole project. According to Bob Greenblatt, who's the NBC chairman, they say it's safe to say that this is not going any further. And this is after all these allegations have come out of sexual assault against Bill Cosby. So NBC done with him. Now, Fox is in the news. Is Jack Bauer coming back? Well, some of the executives at Fox are deciding whether or not 24 will come back. Live Another Day was a big success for them last year. And this new go-round may or may not feature Kiefer Sutherland. I think they did a good job of building up the Kate character on the show, and maybe she'll take over. Maybe Jack will be in on a few episodes.
24 doesn't work if it's not with no chick.
I think it does.
Maybe.
You do,
really? I think it could. Yeah. I think the format of the show does.
Obviously, we'd rather see Jack Bauer.
Right.
But I think the format and just the show itself works.
Just the excitement. Now, Fox also in the news, they've renewed early on Empire, which is just getting started about the record industry in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. That's going on. Gotham also got renewed for next year, which is a great show. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine, also early renewals for next year. Good news if you're a fan of the CSI franchise and, more importantly, Gary Sinise. He's back in the fold after a short break on CSI New York. He's back for a new CSI spinoff that's going to come back in the fall. So good news if you're a fan of Gary Sinise.
Framingham?
You know, it might be. I don't know if they've titled it yet.
CSI, like South Central LA or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they do LA, NCIS LA.
What's the story?
This is cool. Following the success of 24, which we just talked about, the network's looking to bring back another iconic drama series, The X-Files. Such a good show. Fox TV Group Chairman Gary Newman said that the chatter is true. The network has been in talks for a new installment of The X-Files, and they've reached out to David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
then maybe they'll come back. That would be pretty good. Dolly Parton also in the news today. Love me some Dolly. She'll be coming soon to a TV screen near you. She's working with NBC to develop a series of two-hour TV movies inspired by her deep catalog of songs, personal writings, and her colorful life. How's that?
Right.
Very cute.
All right. 51 after.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curriculum VK.
VK.
No, I don't found interesting of late. I have joined LinkedIn. I've actually been on LinkedIn for quite a long time, but I haven't paid much attention to it. Lately, I've found that it has become quite a good business tool, and a lot of people like you have joined LinkedIn. They get a lot of information from people that are in their work. And so with 300 million professionals, not an ad for LinkedIn. It just is that I happen to go to your page on LinkedIn and found things out. Most of the stuff I know about you because you've been on my program for a long time as a media expert. And a publisher. Michael's done, is it 19 or 22 books? I forget now.
19
books. Most recent one was called Broken Windows, Broken Business from Warner Books. But he's done a lot of speaking, helped a lot of people in his PR firm. Now he started something different. And this is what I love about America. We can just sort of reinvent yourself, or you can add to. I'd like to think you're adding to and I'm adding to. The Secrets of Success workshops. Michael Levine has groups that are working on success. He's created this website, the Excel Report, and he's here every week to talk about a success story or an idea that will make you successful, and that will be in the ExcelReport.com. So what do we have this week, Michael?
Well, I think you're on to something very interesting when you discuss LinkedIn and you discuss your networks, your physical networks. Who are your top 10 friends? Who are your top 5 business associates? People who have great success and have accelerating lives and careers have a very good network of people who essentially inspire them. So a good question might be for you to ask, do your top 10 friends, do your top 10 business contacts, relationships inspire you? Now that's a very different word than amuse you, comfort you, entertain you? Do they inspire you? And if you don't have a high ratio of people who inspire you in your life, then you're likely not heading in the right direction.
So inspiration and perspiration go a long way together, don't they?
They really do. But being around a dozen, half a dozen people who inspire you has an understandable impact on a life, because that becomes the norm in the culture. It's like if you hang around with people who are drunk all the time, you're likely to drink.
Yeah.
If you hang around people who are really going and inspired and extraordinary places, you're likely to try to head in extraordinary and exceptional places.
Well, that's why this material that is in the Excel report at excelreport.com is helpful in a number of different ways. Here, I'm going to throw something at you that I think it may or may not have been in your mind. As children are being reared, as children, especially today in America, where they're exposed to so much crap and things that can't be possibly used to help make a successful life, I wonder how much of this material ought to be exposed to children growing up.
It certainly should be exposed to parents in their raising of kids. I mean, look.
You mean how to be a successful parent, or how to be successful in business, or both?
Look, the number one problem that we see over and over again in parenting in America today is that parents are trying desperately to be their children's friends as opposed to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is a statistic. The first generation millionaires in America got their first job at age 10.
Mm-hmm.
70% of all first generation millionaires in America got their first job at age 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 10, 12, 14, 16 year old at home and they don't have a job, not good.
What were you doing at 10?
Well, actually, at about age 12, I had a paper route.
Right, there you go. See? I was sweeping school buses.
Before that, I found other entrepreneurial ways. It's good to get in the habit of working.
Good examples. The ExcelReport.com. Please check it out. Michael Levine, the founder of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, founder of the ExcelReport.com. Information that makes your life better. Hear from the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Talk of the day today. No one wants advice, only corroboration. John Steinbeck, the American writer, came up with that. That's pretty poignant and pertinent, I think, to our conversation with Michael Levine, which happens every week here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.